This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender and intersex communities. QNN.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Longtime marriage equality advocate Peter Bonsall Boone has passed away after being diagnosed with an aggressive type of cancer. Earlier this year, he and his partner of 50 years, Peter DeWaal, urged the government to pass marriage equality so that the pair could have their relationship recognised with a marriage equality certificate. They also personally mailed a letter to Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull urging him to legalise same-sex marriage. A friend of Peter's said he was a pioneer when it comes to Australia's LGBTI history. And Australian doctors have called for marriage equality, saying it is a matter of public health. The Australian Medical Association has a new policy position paper stating that denying marriage equality to same-sex couples has substantial effects on physical and mental health. The president of the AMA has also written to Malcolm Turnbull and opposition leader Bill Shorten, calling for bipartisan support for marriage equality. Major US gay porn studio Men.com has caused anger and confusion after releasing a scene entitled Didgeridoo Me. The scene stars two white performers, one of whom appears to use the didgeridoo to penetrate the other performer. Users on social media have responded to the scene with a mixture of anger and disbelief, calling it incredibly racist and culturally offensive. And Penny Wong has slammed religious groups for standing in the way of marriage equality during a lecture that saw her state that the fight for equality is not over in Australia. Wong used the speech to talk about tradition and religion, saying these factors still affect secular debate around marriage equality. She said, "Religious attitudes to marriage continue to impact on much of the political debate that has delayed the recognition of the marriage equality rights of the gay and lesbian community." The marriage equality opponent who hit Alan Joyce in the face with a pie recently has been banned for life from flying with Qantas and its partner airlines. The attacker faces multiple charges after the incident at a business breakfast last week and will appear in court next month. The ban will prohibit him from travelling on flights operated by Qantas, Jetstar or any partner airline such as Emirates. And last week, 27 young gay men were arrested at a community centre in Bangladesh. While the men were allegedly arrested for drug possession, an officer has stated they were targeted for being gay. Activists said that arrests being allegedly drug-related served a dual purpose of not causing an international incident by overtly persecuting gays, while also sending a message to the LGBTI community that they were being monitored by the government. And legendary actor Julie Andrews opened up about her love for the queer community in a recent interview, saying she's always been an LGBT ally. The star gave thanks to her years of working in film and on stage for exposing her to diversity from a young age. She said, "It's never been something that I stumbled on. It's just always been innate, thanks to the profession I'm in." That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. The Battle of the Sexes movie trailer has been released, but tennis fans will have to wait till September to see it. The film explores the rivalry of lesbian player Billie Jean King and male player Bobby Riggs in 1973, when Riggs challenged King to a tennis match, claiming he could beat her. King will be played by Academy Award winner Emma Stone, while Riggs will be played by Steve Carell.
Hello?
Eureka, Billie Jean!
It's Bobby Riggs.
I had a great idea. Male chauvinist pig versus hairy-legged feminist.
You're still a feminist, right?
I'm a tennis player who happens to be a woman.
Don't hang up.
By the way, I shaved my legs.
History was made last weekend as Liam Davis became the first out gay footballer to ever play at Wembley Stadium. Davis came out at 18 and helped Cleethorpes Town reach the biggest day in their 20-year history with an appearance in the FA Vase final. He says so far he's never had a problem with homophobic abuse from players or fans. Earlier this week at Stonewall's Rainbow Laces Summit at Old Trafford, FA boss Greg Clark said men's football was two decades behind the women's game in terms of LGBT inclusion, as there are no out male players yet. And finally, soccer fans in Australia have been condemned for waving and selling homophobic banners as merchandise. In February, Western Sydney fan group the Red Black Bloc were fined and banned for holding up a banner depicting Sydney FC's manager Graham Arnold performing fellatio, but the group has continued to post the image on social media and sell it as merch. The offensive banner was taken down yesterday, but out footballer Michelle Heyman says the group's bigotry is heartbreaking.
With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers. That was QNN.
QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.